From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Monday is the last day of Black History Month, but a local gallery continues the conversation about Florida's civil rights history for three more months. The Southwest Florida Museum of History is displaying a traveling exhibit called Civil Rights in the Sunshine State. It commemorates the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. Smoke pours out of a small wooden building. Flames burn from within. It's in a photograph of the 1920s massacre in the predominantly Black town of Rosewood in Central Florida. It's one of several photos lining the walls of the Southwest Florida Museum of History. Large framed panels break down Black history in the state, from Reconstruction in the late 1800s to the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s. The Florida Museum of History originally curated this exhibit in 2014. Local curator Elena Geyer added her own display of Southwest Florida Black history. She gave me a tour of the exhibit recently to see the state's rarely talked about but rich history.
Where do you want to start? We have pictures of the KKK in Florida. It's very scary. You see like the burning crosses and I feel fear when I look at that. And I can only imagine what the people living in that time period, if they saw that, what they must have felt.
Can you describe the image? So what exactly are we looking at, the people, location?
Honestly, the thing that always stands out to me in this one particular picture in this panel is that it's a couple. It's a man and a woman. The man is in his white robe and he's holding his girlfriend's hand. So obviously, you know he loves someone, yet he has so much hate in his heart as he looks at a burning cross in like admiration. And it's just such a weird scene to think that like, oh, that was your date night, going to a Ku Klux Klan burning cross rally. But it's, you know, that it was just so ingrained in these KKK members' like psyche that this was so normal that they could just have this much hate in them.
What would you like to move on to?
Let's see. When you think of the civil rights movement, because you always think of like Selma, or you think of Birmingham, or you think of places not in Florida, and you know, you don't normally think of beach images, right? So we actually have quite a few images of segregated beaches and of wade-ins where Black people tried to integrate with the white beaches.
Can you describe some of the images that we're looking at?
Butler Beach, which was in the St. Augustine area. People who were just having a great time at the Black beach, but you know, they know, you know that it's segregated, so at least they felt safe because they didn't have to worry about white people trying to attack them. But then we have the next images when the Black people in the 60s were trying to integrate the beaches, Black men being told by a police officer to leave, and it's a very confrontational picture. So it really just shows that they had a lot of bravery to be able to go to the beach and try.
This exhibit comes from Tallahassee, but you guys, the museum, put together your own Southwest Florida angle for the civil rights movement. Do you want to show me that?
I put together some items that really talk about the segregation and Black experience prior to the civil rights movement starting. So we have the Code of the City of Fort Myers from 1950, which has their Section 27, which is a huge paragraph on segregation specifically. And this, actually, this code, the section that it's in, is in offenses miscellaneous. They have it in there. It's like, you know, like, this is an offense, like you can't not be segregated.
So what else do we have here for Southwest Florida?
So we have a Lee County Board of Commissioners map from 1932, and I have on the thing, this map has one glaring contemporary faux pas. Can you spot it? And it is a point on the map, and that's above where the Cape Coral Bridge is currently, and it's the N-word point. The racism was so ingrained in this area by that point that they put the N-word on a government map, which I think is just, I mean, insane, really. I mean, like, how, like, you don't think of that. Like, why would you even consider that to be appropriate? But, I mean, it really was just part of their language at that point. So it's sitting there for people to see. So that might be the most controversial issue. People might take offense to the fact that that word is out there in public for people to see, but it's so important that you can see how people thought.
What do you think people coming and checking out this museum, what do you think they'll take away from this exhibit?
This was such a rich, rich history of civil rights in the state. It's very important to know that because we don't talk about it that much in the history books. So I think it's going to be very good for people to just see what was going on in the rest of the state during this time period.
Elena Geyer curated the local display of Southwest Florida's Black history. The Civil Rights in the Sunshine State exhibit will be at the Southwest Florida Museum of History in downtown Fort Myers until June. This is WGCU News. I'm Jessica Mazaros.